Hi, this is Maria of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in your area, and I would like to ask you just a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes. How long do you think this is going to take?
Around 10 minutes, 12 minutes maximum.
Okay.
Okay. Now, before we begin, can you confirm me, please, that you are registered to vote in the city of Texas?
In the state of Texas, yes.
Awesome. You are currently living in the state of Texas, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you within the area of San Antonio or outside
yes.
the city of San Antonio?
San Antonio.
Okay. This is just for data purposes. Could you confirm me, please, the zip code of the area?
78216.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
No, okay. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or a teacher's association?
No.
Okay. In what year were you born? This is just for data purposes, ma'am.
82.
Okay. That was a good year. Pardon, I'm sorry. which one of the following best describes you, with all due respect, a man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
A woman.
Okay. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Latino background.
Okay. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage?
White.
Okay. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
A master's degree.
Okay. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
Two.
Okay. What type of school do your children attend? Traditional public school, public charter school, an 1882 partnership school, magnet school, private or parochial school, homeschool, or are your children too young to be in school yet?
One kid is in a public school.
Okay.
And the other one's too young.
Ah, all right, okay. Give me 1 second, please. All right. Okay. Do you have any kids currently in preschool, daycare, or transitional kindergarten, or kindergarten to third grade, fourth grade to fifth grade?
Daycare and kindergarten are there.
Daycare, okay. Kindergarten. All right. What is the most important to you in choosing a traditional public school or public charter school? These are our options. Athletic or extracurricular activities, graduation rate and student outcomes, quality of teachers, size, academic program, special needs program, safety, location.
What was the initial question again? What was the reason for choosing the school?
Of course. Let me go ahead and read that for you. No problem.
Okay.
What is the most important to you in choosing a traditional public school or public charter school?
Give me your phone, Mommy.
I know. Okay. I would say rating is a big one.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that was an option.
No, it is. It is.
Okay. Was I just supposed to pick the top one or all of the ones that I think about?
It's one. It was one.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I'm going to go ahead and read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion it is. These are our options. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you do not know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is the San Antonio City Council.
Just in general, you're saying?
That would be...
Or my representative.
That would be within the options we have. Very favorable is how you view it. Is it very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I guess I would say favorable.
Yeah. Is that somewhat or very? Just to make sure.
Very.
Okay. Major Nirenberg.
Very favorable.
Okay. San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino.
I know he's kind of new, so I'm not super familiar with him, but I would say very favorable, I guess.
Okay. Teachers Union.
I don't really know much about teachers unions. So, yeah, I don't know how I can say maybe something neutral. I'm not sure.
No worries. That's all right. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I know, mm-hmm. if I name one you do not know too much, just tell me, and we'll go on to the next one. The first
okay.
one is private and parochial schools in San Antonio.
I would say, I'm not super familiar. So I would say something like neutral again.
Okay, no problem. 1882 Partnership Schools in San Antonio.
I don't know anything about those schools.
Okay.
I can't say.
Okay. Innovation Schools in San Antonio.
I'm also not very familiar with those either.
Okay. Public Charter Schools in San Antonio.
I would say they're favorable, but they're favorable, but the little bit that I know about them.
Is that very or somewhat?
I guess I'll say somewhat because I don't okay. can't say very.
Okay. Magnet Schools in San Antonio.
I would say very favorable.
Okay. Traditional public schools in San Antonio.
I would say somewhat favorable.
Okay. And what are some of the reasons for your somewhat favorable opinion of public charter schools in San Antonio?
More my just lack, well, price. I mean, I know those are, you have to pay to go to those schools. And then again, I'm not super familiar with, I don't have a lot of experience
okay.
too strongly.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you would like to add on top of that?
No, I think what I have heard about them is that they do offer more like service opportunities, which I like, and which I think public schools don't have too much of that these days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's like a versus, you say, right?
What was that?
It's like a versus, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just making sure because I need to record this. One second.
Sure.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. So would you say public education in San Antonio is heading in the right direction? Just friendly heads up. That's the option. The right direction, or is it public mm-hmm. education in San Antonio? That's the other option, on the wrong track.
I don't know. Those are the only two options.
yes, being honest.
Right. I guess the right track. I don't know. I guess the right track. That's what I'll say.
Okay. How important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs?
I think that's important.
Is that for you? Very, okay, got it. Do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all? Those are our options.
A lot, and then what was the second one after that? A little bit?
A lot, some, a little, or not at all?
I'm going to say a little.
Okay. From what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
Yeah, I'm not too crazy about increasing the number of charter schools. I think the public schools should be focused on more.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that you strongly oppose or you somewhat.
No, I don't oppose them, but I'm just not in favor of having, like, a lot more. I think some availability, but I don't think it should be, you know, I fear that people who don't have a choice to go to a charter school will be left behind.
Mm-hmm. That just to make sure, so that would be somewhat favored? Or strongly favor?
What was the initial question again? I'm sorry.
No problem. Let me go ahead and read that for you.
Okay.
Would you say that you strongly favor or just somewhat mm-hmm. Favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
I would say I don't favor increasing the number. I think it's fine, whatever is available right now, but I don't necessarily think that we need more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if that's a question.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For mm-hmm. each, please, our options, let me know if you think that it describes public charter schools are very well, somewhat well, or does not describe public charter schools well, or does not describe them at all. The first one is the public charter schools. The statement, are open to all?
What were the options again?
No problems. Let me go ahead and read that for you. Describes them very well. Describes
okay.
them somewhat well.
Okay.
Does not describe them well. Does not
okay.
describe at all.
Gotcha. I'm going to say does not describe them well.
Okay. Are public schools?
Mm-hmm. Are they, what was the question?
No problem. The first one is public charter schools are public schools. Describes very well, describes somewhat well, does not describe well, does not describe at all.
Describe somewhat well.
Okay. Help improve the entire public school system.
You're referring to charter schools?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, no, not really. I don't know. It's kind of a hard question. So the options again were somewhat well. What was the more middle one? Okay.
Okay. So in the middle, as I'm seeing here, describes somewhat well, does not describe well.
I'm going to say does not describe well.
Okay. Serve mostly low-income students.
What was the question again?
No problem. So serve mostly low-income students.
For charter schools?
Mm-hmm.
Does not describe well.
Okay.
Not if I don't understand what charter schools are.
Oh, okay. Okay. Serve mostly students of color.
Mm-hmm. No, does not describe well.
Okay. Are tuition free?
No, does not describe well.
Okay. Are nonprofit?
Does not describe well.
Okay. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public school become more favorable, less favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other? Those are our options.
Overall, I would say less favorable.
Okay. And what are some of the reasons your opinion of traditional public schools has become less favorable over the past year?
Mostly due to the inequities of the schools,
mm-hmm.
that they're not all created equal.
Okay. Okay. Would you like to add something else on top of this?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. If a candidate running for office supported increases the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would you, or it would have an effect on your vote?
I would not see that is necessarily a favorable thing. It kind of depends. I would say less, I would find that less favorable though overall.
Okay. Thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you?
Mm-hmm.
How often do you vote for school board members? Our options are always, sometimes, rarely, never.
Sometimes.
Okay. Which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools? Is that public charter schools are, these are our options, give quality options to family who would not otherwise have them, are managed independently from local school districts, are free and open to all children, support different learning styles, enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds, encourage more parent input and involvement, are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, or none of these?
Do we pick all of them or just our top one?
Question, because I cannot influence the study that we're doing.
Are we just supposed to pick one?
No? I was going to say that if you have more options, you can do so.
Because there's a lot of things. I would say the addressing different learning styles is appealing, and the smaller sizes
mm-hmm.
is appealing. I think that's a favorable thing. And those are my top two. I can't remember all the other ones. But I think those are
no problem. All right. So just to double check with you, I've heard support different learning styles, and the other one, please.
Smaller, I think it was like smaller classroom sizes or smaller school sizes, something to that effect.
Okay, so I got that right. Okay, thank you. Now, mm-hmm. how likely are you to consider sending your child to a public charter school? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, not at all likely. These are our options.
I am not really familiar with public charter schools. Are those free?
Again, unfortunately, I cannot influence the study. But those are our options for now.
I would say, I think there was one like somewhat unlikely. Something.
Okay. Now, thinking about you personally, how satisfied would you mm-hmm. say you are with the school or schools you send your children to? Our options are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, not too satisfied, not satisfied at all.
I would say somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Moving on. Which one of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? And these are our options. Cutting the number of public charter schools. Number two, supporting and facilitating more school choices for students. Number three, reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing. Four, keeping good teachers. Five, student safety. Six, enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools. Providing in-person classroom instructions during the pandemic. Increasing funding to public schools.
I would say keeping good teachers.
Keeping good teachers. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to read you some statements regarding standardized student testing. Please tell me, as I read each one, if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each statement. The first one is, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success.
What were the options again?
No problem. Let me read that again.
Okay.
Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Okay. I somewhat agree.
Okay. Annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat agree.
Okay. Our third statement, it says, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public school administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success. Our options, just one more time. I'm just trying
mm-hmm.
to help you. It is strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree,
uh-huh.
or strongly disagree.
I'm going to say somewhat disagree.
Okay. Annual standardized testing is important to you as a parent because it helps you understand if your child is performing at grade level.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. All right. Moving on. The City Council acts as the policymaking and legislative body here in San Antonio. The City Charter does not include the City Council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decision about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think the City Council should be more involved? These are our options. Less involved or have the same level of involvement in education policy that FIDS has today?
I don't really know how involved they are right now, but I would say probably maybe more. I don't know. I'll say more, mm-hmm. more involved.
Okay. Changing topics. The Texas State Legislature is considering creating an education savings account program. Now, this program would give parents who opt out of the public education system roughly $10,000 per year. The same amount it costs the state on average to educate a child each year to pay for their children's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Now, would you support or oppose this education savings account program?
Good question. I don't know. I would say yes. I would support that, I suppose.
Our options are strongly or not so strongly?
I'll say strongly agree or support that.
Okay. Okay, now I just have a few more questions. This is just for statistical purposes. We are at the end of the survey. It'll be quick, I promise. Are you currently employed, a student? Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
I'm employed.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or someone else?
A Democrat.
Okay. Would you say a strong Democrat or you lean to Democrat?
I would say
Hello?
Yeah, I said strong.
Oh, okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? This is with all due respect. Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
I would say middle class, I guess.
Okay. Okay. I completely appreciate the time that you've been with me on the phone. I'm also a working mom, and I understand that your kids might need you right now. I just want to say thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
I hope you have a great night. You too. You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Finally! Monday.